I am recording.
Clickety-clack.
My levels look appropriate.
Now I say, boy.
Was my audio okay last night, Ray?
Yeah. I didn't notice anything.
Good. It felt like it was a little low when I looked at the bars, but I'm glad it was not.
Seemed fine.
Did you guys live stream the State of the Union?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
We did mention that it was going on. That was about it.
Okay. There was some weird moments there.
Yeah, there was.
But man, I am standing tall with the Iranian people, though.
I don't even know. Alpha in for the win.
I don't doubt for a second that was either said or tweeted by someone.
Yeah, the president did not say Ukrainian people. He said that he was with the Iranian people.
Nice.
And then I had to amuse myself with both Pelosi and I think it was also Schumer. That at different times clearly knew the president's speech.
Right.
And jumped the gun. So they stood up to start clapping for something he hadn't said yet. And they were the only ones standing.
I definitely saw Schumer did that. It was super embarrassing.
Oh, super embarrassing. I guess that Joe wasn't reading fast enough or something. So like they jumped the gun.
Right. Chuck was like, let's get this done.
But he stands up and everyone's like looking at him. They're like, what are you doing?
He almost started clapping like he was a hair from. Yeah,
you gotta find the Pelosi one, too, because it's also because it's even better because she's right up behind Biden's shoulder.
Right. Why does it have? Oh, I don't think that's the right one. Stuff? Yeah. Nope.
I don't know what you posted.
That's not the right one. There's one where she just stands up on her own.
That was the stupid clap you gave Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't the right one. I clicked you too fast.
Yeah, this is the wrong show, Craig.
Oh, yeah, it's the knuckle rubbing. All right, I'll put it in the other chat once I remember how to get to that chat.
All right, just let it die.
You got to click the home button way up
well
there.
Well after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, knuckle rubbing. All right, let me get back to
I see her doing it in one of the three pictures you posted in the other one. All
right, Chip Man, how you doing? Come together with your hands. All right, I'm ready. You all ready? You all ready for this?
Sure.
Believers, welcome to the 329th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Cast 72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I have to ask the old man here. Does Masked Singer start tonight? Or is that next week?
I thought it was next week. I thought it was the 9th.
All right.
The only reason I know that is because the first episode, the info that was leaked.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
I know what you wanted to tell me, but forgot. Craig?
Oh, what was I wanted to tell you?
You were going to go, hey, Ian, Monkey Judge.
Oh, yeah, I did love Monkey Judge. I had to text Ian at, I don't know, 12:30 or whatever the heck time that was. Because I was like, Ian, Monkey Judge. I'm super excited by Monkey Judge.
You mean you used to be a different shape and then a totally different shape walked up and you expected him to be okay with that?
Unless you've got a ratty, chewed-up stuffed animal there.
Judge Favor's defense.
You mean like this one? You win. Judge Favor defense.
That side wins. That side wins. Yeah, that was...
Monkey Judge is one of the better sketches they've done recently.
It was. It was good. It helped change the pace of that. Like, I liked that episode because I thought his monologue was hysterical. It was...
I see. I missed the beginning. I missed the cold open. I missed his monologue.
Oh, he did a stand up routine about the last year and a half of his life, and he was talking about how he had to call his drug dealer and break up with him, and then he like rehashed all the texting that they did back and forth, and it was hysterical. it was really hysterical, and then like because the other parts of the night were like copy and paste. I was like, okay. Here's the sketch where they buy airport sushi or use a bodega toilet and they do little bits and pieces from Broadway shows. And then he's done that sketch where he does line dancing and he's the only white person in the room. Did you see that sketch?
Yes.
Yes.
But it was like a family reunion, but he knew everyone in the family?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and he's doing weird line dances, and Keenan's calling him out. And
yeah. I did like some of the call outs that Keenan had for the what is that, the Harlem Shuffle
the
or whatever that is.
And the Five Timers Club was kind of lame.
Oh, yeah, it was so bad.
It needed to wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't mind the line dancing sketch. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But it's because, you know, but yet, and the skit where they're all sitting at the bar where they don't want to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
At which, at one point, it just did the traditional, all right, we don't know what we're doing, just please cut to Keenan so Keenan makes a face. And they, they did that, and that made me laugh, because I know that's their playbook when a sketch is not going well.
Right.
Right. They just write in words, Keenan reacts.
Exactly. Because it cut to Keenan, and he made his face, and I went, yeah, there it is. all right, let's move on to this show.
Yeah, we'll start the show now.
People have already turned it off, but, you know, what are you going to do?
They don't even know what the show's about anymore.
I don't either. This is the week of March 2nd through the 9th of 2022. Question, here's a survey. Are we coming in like a lion or out like a lamb?
What? I thought it did both.
Oh, you pick one of those things.
Oh, I thought it's always in like a lion, out like a lamb.
No, no, it alternates. It could be in like a lamb and out like a lion.
No, I think it's both. No, isn't that how we define spring? In like a lion, out like a lamb?
No, they flippy flop. It could go either way.
I got my flippy floppies.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Next you're going to tell me that Pennsylvania Dutch clam chowder is a thing.
No, I ain't going to tell you that.
And my wife, March. March is what I'm thinking of. March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb.
This is March.
Yes.
It can go either way.
It cannot. You are wrong. All right. This time we're definitely going to start the show.
Sorry. I read Samurai's comment on Discord. Yeah. I broke. Sorry. All right. This is this is that week. Let's move on. In your 5-day 4-star crash.
Like a lion.
On the 26th, you had Wasp. Did you Wasp?
Yeah. She's built to beat Ant-Man.
I lost the first time. I had to do it twice.
Yep, I did. I didn't keep all of his stuff at bay the first time. I got lazy and thought I could just
waltz
right past him.
I wasn't paying any attention, and suddenly all of his powers started going off, and I went, uh-oh. Yep.
Yeah. Same thing here. I was like, Glaven.
Yeah, I got a little lucky. He didn't match away. Of course, he didn't match away the buzzing sound, but yeah, I got a little lucky with everything else, and he couldn't make any AP, and I just clobbered him.
Yeah, I wasn't paying any attention, and ants were going off, and things were happening. I was like, hold on. I got a problem here. All right, coming up number next. It looks like that's probably tomorrow, right? Got Spider-Woman versus the Elektra.
Yes.
You should be able to, doesn't she have a sting attack? Isn't that her red power? That should be what you need.
Who's that? She's got a stunning, I believe her Venom, what is it? No, it's not Venom Blast, is it? That's the other Spider-Man. She does have a red Venom-y power that's supposed to stun you, I think, for like a turn. But I think that's her, so I'm looking at her builds, and I'm pretty sure this is a we're all wrong situation.
Okay.
Because I have a 5-3-5, Craig has a 5-3-5, and Ray has a 4-4-5. I think the correct build is 5-5-3, because if I listen to people and they accidentally do play Spider-Woman, they all love that fear trap tile that she has in purple for some reason.
Oh.
And
I don't.
Her black is her strongest ability, and her red is super expensive. Her red's like 12, I think, or 14 in my mind. It's something. What is it?
It's 14.
Oh, yeah.
Doggies.
Yeah.
That's a lot of red.
I mean, it finishes the fight if you can get 14 red. It does 16,000 points of damage for me, so.
Sure. So, yeah.
Holy smokes, Ray has a lot of Spider-Woman. Good golly. 361.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Ray tries hard. That's part of his charm. And hey, not that hard, just way harder than you and way harder than me.
And then number next after that on the 8th is believed to be Android Jim.
Nice.
Ian, I don't know if 5 points of green. And, yeah, I don't know if that'll be enough to get it for you or not. I really don't remember.
What's that, 254?
Yeah, the green is the wildfire, right? So if you keep doing things, it keeps spreading.
Mm-hmm. You just throw it out there, and it automatically spreads, as long as it doesn't get matched away the first round.
So you got that going
for
you.
I'll throw some ISO at him, and I'll see what I can make happen.
Apparently, we're fighting Aquaman. I don't know who.
Well, Namor.
Okay. I'll go with Aquaman.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got more than a puncher's chance, like, because Namor is awful.
Namor is terrible, and 254 isn't too bad.
Just don't understand this, you know, appeal that it's Namor, Imperius Rex. He's so good.
Right. But again, taking things out of the context of the game. Sometimes we have to do that.
Oh, well. Storyland. Spider Silk is running. They'll get you an Iron Fist, a Rhino, some Abigail Brand shards. Placement there is Melinda May and some Cersei. There's a Puzzle Gauntlet coming just for Ian. He likes those.
I do.
That'll get you a Lockheed support token there.
Oh.
Infinite Pursuit is coming yet again, which, you know, should never go away because it's, you know, it's infinite.
Right.
But it's Deadpool and Melinda May there with Cersei, and placement is Echo and some Big Wheel. The Mind Season's wrapping up soon. Right now you've got Mother of Invention, which will get you Battery Man and Shuri. Placement there is Agent Venom and some Doom shards.
Doom.
I was waiting for Ray to say Doom.
I'll throw it in later, I guess. I totally missed.
All right. In the news, March is Women's History Month. So there, you should have gotten a 400 shards of Sheathor.
I did.
As
I
a gift
yet today, but I will likely get it.
And then there was will be a gift at the end of the month, and all it says though is that it'll be some support gift.
Mm.
So
nice, thanks.
Your versus events are all themed this way. So we've got Shuri, then Storm, then Switch, then Women of Marvel, She-Hulk. Insert new character here.
Oh.
So that tells me that the next character clearly is female.
Could be.
That's a spoiler. Then Kitty, Medusa, and then new character runs again, and then America Chavez. Mm. So, boy, I wish I'd read this ahead, because that seems to be a spoiler for the new character.
Maybe it's an intentional misdirect.
I don't think so. Let's see. What do we got here? And in addition to the normal buffs, you got a whole separate buff list for the month. For this week, we got going on now Hellcat, Spider-Gwen, and Maria Hill are buffed. In four-star land. So there you go. And then we got the 247 release notes. Ian, are you sitting down?
Well, I am now. I didn't know there were release notes.
Well, we got a clue, which may or may not be a female character.
Okay.
The clue is the Benz. This was ruining my guess because clearly you get the Benz when you go deep sea diving. So right. I was just going to assume we get another Namor.
No. Doesn't he have a lady sidekick?
It could be Namorita.
Yeah, boom, there it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like a Quesarito, only Atlantean.
It would be the bomb if it was Namorita. I would be down with that.
Yeah, that's my guess.
It did not even occur to me until you just said it, but sure, I like it. So what else we got? There are some new covers in for Women's History Month. If you've seen any of those yet, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, Rhino's PvE is ending tomorrow, I believe. Puzzle App starts tomorrow, and they fix some spelling and grammar issues in multiple languages. That seems to be doing those a lot. Must be using it. Must have used like Google Translate the first time.
I was going to say Google Translate isn't perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I got for the news. You guys got anything?
I did see something yesterday, actually, posted by, I don't remember who. Their ally, I guess? I don't know. In any case, on Reddit, I saw that Rhino is a feeder, and we know who he feeds. Did you guys see?
I did not.
I didn't. Does he feed one of the... Does he feed five-star Doc Ock?
No, he feeds somebody who doesn't make any sense at all.
Ooh.
It's Null, King in Black.
Nice.
That's weird.
Yeah, kind of. But hey, a feeder. I like that.
Right.
Hmm.
I mean, he's part of the Sinister Six. Carnage is sometimes part of the Sinister Six.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Null and Carnage are friends.
That makes null sense. Thanks, Teeth.
Teeth with Teeth. The pun. Right. You want to move on?
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Hit me with your top three, son.
Oh, it's not me. I think Ray is up first this week. So this week, we are talking about the show, the series, the movies, the experience that is Star Trek. I feel like I've picked Star Wars and Star Wars themed things too many times. I feel like we'll give Star Trek a chance, even though I do not know a ton about the show. But I do have a top three, and you guessed it, an honorable mention. But let's start with Ray and Craig.
Okay.
And hope for a much more savvy list than I have.
I don't know about that, because I'm pretty sure that my characters are mostly from the shows that you've watched. So, but my number three, we're going to start out kind of strong here. My number three pick of favorite character in Star Trek is Picard from The Next Generation. I really like when the show came out. I wasn't a big fan. The first season was really rough. I didn't start watching it till like season 2.5.
Sure.
But man, Picard really, like, I didn't like the idea that there was a captain that never left the ship, because I was a big fan of the original series. But yeah, Picard grew on me quite a bit. And I mean, quite clearly, a lot of other people as well. He now has his own show. So
yeah, good actor. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah, he's a fantastic actor, and it's just a well-written character, just all around good. So, yeah, number three is Picard.
It's reasonable.
Great. Craig, what do you got?
My number three is a different captain. I'm going with Ben Sisko from Deep Space Nine.
I liked Sisko. He got a little too preachy, involved in their religion there at the end, but...
Yeah, but see, I liked the S9 because it is the soap opera version of Star Trek, where you have to, the things go in order, right? That's not really the show you should watch episodically, because it's one continuous story. So you got a lot of progression from Ben first showing up on his station until you end up with all the crazy Bajoran nonsense at the end.
Right.
But a big fan of Ben Sisko.
Wasn't he commander? I didn't think he was actually a captain.
I think by the end he ends up as like an admiral or something, but.
That seems unlikely, but okay.
Well, and whatever the next show is after.
Oh, sure. Okay.
In one of the movies or one of the somethings, he has an appearance somewhere and he is ranked up again. I think by the end of the show, he's definitely captain.
I don't remember. So sure. I'll go along with that.
Man. Sorry. Yes. Alpha Team's list is making me angry because,
well,
I forgot one of those. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. My list isn't as thoughtful as everybody else's list, so I will do my best. My number three is Q.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I enjoy a good Deus Ex Machina when you don't have anything better to write. So the idea that some sort of cosmic being would show up and needlessly menace the brave people on the Enterprise, I enjoyed him. And I enjoy that actor.
Show up with a mariachi band?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That was from Discord.
I enjoyed Q.
I agree with Alpha. He gets a little hokey. That's the only reason I couldn't go with Q.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I like to think of him as just like a... You know, an omnipresent cod-like figure that just needs to, he gets bored and has to dial it down for dumb humans, so he does things that he thinks they'll enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's move on to number two.
Okay. Number two was a character, my first original Star Trek character that I truly enjoyed, Leonard Nimoy, Spock.
Nice.
Thoroughly enjoyed Spock. The Spock-centric episodes of the original series were some of my favorite ones. So, yeah.
He was a cool character.
And when you get bored, you can always go on YouTube and watch Leonard Nimoy sing about Bilbo Baggins, and it's always funny.
You could. I do enjoy that.
Because, man, that Bilbo Baggins song, that is terrific stuff.
All right, Craig, do you have a...
My number two is also from the original series. However, I had to go with the man, the myth, the guy who sleeps with everything and that walks in front of him. The show's all about Kirk! Kirk!
The show is all about Kirk. It was a little bit... It was a little much for me.
No, yeah. I the original series is still my favorite. Just barely edging out Deep Space Nine is my favorite of the shows. But, I love TOS, and I love me some Kirk.
Yeah. I don't want it to bleed into his character and make me like the character less, but after we saw him on Four Old Guys Tour Europe...
Yeah, he was great!
He was a jerk! He was rude to every person at every opportunity. Yeah. He is such an ungrateful, mean turd of a man.
Yeah, that's Shatner. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike right. The Fonz, who seems to be the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler seems like the best of people.
Holy smokes, he just seems like the nicest guy.
Yeah. I wish he had gotten to go to space instead of stupid William Shatner.
Hey, what do you got, number two?
Oh, my number two is one of my all-time favorites, James Tiberius Kirk's greatest and oldest nemesis, Khan!
Khan!
I love Khan. I love that he felt so justified in his hatred of Kirk that he was able to convince me that his actions were pretty reasonable.
Khan also appears in one of my favorite old SNL skits, which is called the Restaurant Enterprise, where the Enterprise has been turned into a revolving restaurant in space. And Khan shows up as the health inspector, and he keeps writing the violations. He's like, "Cock, there is no sneeze guard on this salad bar. Ha!" It's amazing. I will remember that. I remember that skit. It's got to be early to mid 80s skit, and it's
okay.
I know I know you're excited. I need you to take a step back from that mic, hot mic, really hot mic.
Oh, really, really hot mic here. Hello.
Hey, that transitions well into my number one. My number one is Khan Noonien Singh.
Nice.
I thoroughly love the original series episode with Khan.
Space Seed.
We'll talk about it later, but I also loved Star Trek II. So we will talk about it later because there's a listener comment. But
okay.
I mean, come on, Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban, awesome.
He's got that Corinthian leather. I mean, unstoppable. My number one is apparently I like this character a little bit more than the other two. For me, it's Q. I will watch a Q episode any day, any week. They are fantastic. If I had powers to do anything I want, I am Q. Like, I will show up in your thing and just wreck your day because what are you going to do about it? And John DeLancey is the bomb, yo.
Yeah. He is.
Nice. Well, in the spirit of surprising amounts of overlap on a show that has so many vast characters, my number one is Jean-Luc Picard. What a well-written and well-acted character. I mean, it's like Ray was saying, he was the anti-Kirk.
Right.
He was calm and level-headed and strategic and always put his the well-being of his crew before his own weird need to sleep with green women.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he only hooks up with a couple of women throughout like 9 seasons of that show. I mean, come on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dig. Watch out about that spacesuit. Oh, Rocket.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a ton of honorable mentions, so let's get there.
Way too many.
I have one actually, and
I do too. So Lorraine, I'll go first.
So originally my honorable mention was my number three because I hadn't put Khan on the list because I was only going for like characters who were consistent in the episodes, like in the series, and he was only had the one appearance. But then I'm like, no, I'm putting him in, and he shot up to the top of my list. So what was my number three originally is from Deep Space Nine, Garak. Garak is such a fantastic character. He's a tailor who knows all the military secrets. You're never quite sure where he is. I love Garak. He's a
tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. You know.
Sure. He's not a character I'm familiar with, but everybody seems to give him high praise.
Yeah, I was sad I left him off my list because Garak is really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Now, I only have one, so mine will be brief, and it flows very well from what Ray just mentioned, at least phonetically. My honorable mention is Sarek.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought he was I don't know, because he at first he felt like I thought he was just going to be a Spock clone, but he somehow easily to me portrayed everything Spock should be if it weren't for his weaker human half. Like when you meet Sarek, you understand that Spock is only half Vulcan because I mean, the level of stoicness and I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
You know, until he gets really old and starts going crazy, but.
Yeah, but that episode's real good.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can't argue with Sarek. And yeah, another really good actor. All right. I whittled my honorable mentions down to three.
Okay.
One of them is going to be Data, because you got to love Data.
Sure.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely.
The next one is going to be a character who went from the Enterprise to Deep Space Nine, Miles O'Brien, who becomes much more involved in Deep Space Nine. I always enjoy a good Miles episode. And then my number one in the honorable mention list is his chief sidekick, Julian Bashir. Fantastic.
Really? Huh.
Yep, I love Julian.
Okay.
Sweet.
He is.
I don't know what you just said, but I believe you.
He's the doctor on Deep Space Nine. He is a genetically modified human, so he is superior to everybody else.
Okay.
Like you remember the, so going back to Khan, remember there was the eugenics war where they tried to perfect people? Yeah. And so Julian was illegally modified like Khan and stuff was.
Oh, okay.
And then, he's part of Starfleet. He's the doctor there. And him and Miles have a long-term friendship where they do a lot of wacky things. They like to recreate old-timey battles in the holodeck. Like they will go and fight the Alamo and things like that.
Ah, okay. That sounds fun.
Bashir and Garak, as Samurai just pointed out,
yes,
a bunch of conversations that were done really well.
Garak and Bashir also Bashir very much involved in that show, like him a whole lot.
So your honorable mentions reminded me. What's Evil Data? What's his name?
Lore.
Lore, okay. I enjoyed him as well.
Sure. Okay.
All right, good Star Trekking, guys.
He didn't have a goatee, though, so he wasn't truly evil.
Oh, no. He was just a different version. I don't think so. He's not able to be evil, is he?
Yeah, he is evil. He had a broken emotion thing that didn't quite work right, and he's a little messed up in the head.
Ah, there's your problem right there. Someone set this doll to evil.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on. Ian, what's in the trivia?
Oh, let's see. Did I ask you about Namor's company that he uses to fund the heroes for
Indeed
hire?
Indeed you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He calls that Oracle Incorporated. So the Oracle Corporation. This week, I wasn't sure what was upcoming, so I thought I would go deep into the Marvel trivia, this one, with the greatest and possibly most popular Marvel movie of all time. You guessed it. Ghost Rider starring Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage?
Johnny, no, not Johnny Cage. Nope, not Luke Cage. Nick Cage. Sorry, I didn't realize it was such a popular name for characters.
Why am I not in that movie? Oh, wait, I am.
I was like, man, Johnny Cage came right into that film. Look at that.
That's those Hollywood types. They just show up.
Yeah.
So anyway, in that movie, what is the name of the motorcycle that young Johnny Blaze is working on when he meets the devil for the first time?
Holy smokes.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
That's from Perondiac. Outrageously difficult trivia. The name of the motorcycle young Johnny Blaze is working on when he first meets the devil. I will let you know next week.
Okay. I hear that Willie has at least one thing in the mailbag.
That seems true, yes. So let's move over there. From the D3 forum, Auberman says, I think he picked up on your clue from last week. If you're going to talk about Star Trek movies, which is close, I would just encourage you to rewatch Star Trek 2 before proclaiming that it is the best of the originals. It doesn't hold up really well. Neither does the original Star Wars, but that's a different conversation. Now,
oh, that is fighting words.
It's kind
of, yeah.
Good
How
Lord.
Dare you?
Yeah, you made Teeth mad, if anything else. Yeah, so I have watched Star Trek 2 many times. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how it doesn't hold up. I just don't get it. It's got the earwig scene.
Oh, that's gross, yes.
It's amazingly disturbing. Just the whole thing with Chekhov and, you know, like Khan picking him up off the ground and like the interaction, like the only part I hate is the part that gets quoted the most of anything in Star Trek, where Kirk,
he shouts his name. Yeah,
I hate that scene. Like, I can't stand it.
It's over the top and ridiculous.
Yeah. And you then 2 minutes later find out he's faking it and he wasn't really mad at all because this was expected. It's like, oh, come on. That's the only part that I remember not liking, though.
Oh, yeah, man. Movies go 2, 4, and 6 is the best three.
Now, does say 6 is the best of the old ones with 4 a close second. And
no way! 4 is totally better than 6!
Yeah, see, I'm okay with 6 being ahead of 4. Like, I totally get that. 4, the comedy in 4 was too forced. I hate that.
Nope, I love 4. Man, I love 4 so much.
Well, see, you can't say no. I said, I hate that. I do hate that. Ugh. You saying no doesn't change the fact that I hate
but
that.
But it should.
Yeah, Ray's not wrong. But Craig's also not wrong, because right. if I accept Ray's logic, then I have to accept Auberman's logic that there's something wrong with the original Star Wars movie. How dare you?
Star Wars is, oh, it's just so good.
Star Trek? What?
No, no. And he also said that Star Wars was bad.
Yeah.
They don't hold up.
Ah, yes.
Right. You're
he has slandered both franchises simultaneously without merit.
Like, I have seen that one the most of any Star Wars film.
Right.
And, oh, it's just so good. Now, Star Trek, the original movie, that's a big turd. Well, I mean, and the slow motion picture, oh my God, it seems like it's like a 9-hour watch if you're sitting down for that thing. It just takes forever.
I watched it a couple years ago, and it is, you have to be prepared, have some no-goes ready, but it's not quite as bad as I remembered.
Like, there's some beautiful scenery and stuff in it, but it's just, it moves so slowly. Oh, man. Anything else in the mailbag?
TJ Author said, Namor's company that, among other things, funded Heroes for Hire during the time it was managed by bestie Jim Human Torch Hammond was Oracle Incorporated. And then, correct answer, and then he asked, now let me ask you, what was Oracle Incorporated named for?
The Oracle of Delphi?
I guess. I have no idea. He didn't give an answer. So we'll have to figure out next week if he posts.
Right.
I have no idea. Sure. Oracle of Delphi. Yeah. Which, by the way, I've been to and is really scenic if you get a chance. But so that's it. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Okay. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
One very soft clap.
Nice.
Yeah, clapping.
Let's see what I got. 3-star boosted characters this week. Doctor Strange. Flames of the Faltine will ricochet back at people for a little extra damage, as will the damage done by the cyan bands of Sidorak. That was an executive decision right there. Renamed it for the appropriate color. Loki, he doesn't do anything. Mystique, she has a black ability that does a lot of damage. That'll be boosted. Scarlet Witch, that purple AoE is going to do more damage. And what's the Hulk up to these days? He does more damage to himself with his black. He does more damage to everybody with his red, and more damage to your enemies with his green. All right, 4-star boosted characters. Looks like Hellcat is boosted. So the bigger tile buffing. Then she's got larger strike tiles and more damage when moving special tiles. There we go. Who else is boosted this week? Icarus. I've heard of him. His red does some more damage. And the other two do no changes this week, as they are percentage-based. Kingpin. Currently wearing a Kingpin t-shirt. I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but I'll talk about his giant pokey finger does more damage, more AoE this week, and most of those Magia pawns do different damaging effects. Maria Hill, boosted this week. More damaging trap tiles, bigger strike tiles, and more AoE before going invisible. This is Spider-Gwen. I remember her from earlier. Cherry Bomb does a ton of damage. A little bit extra healing got to kick out the jams. Now, the boosted 5-stars this week. Black Panther, the Civil War version. More damage with his black, a lot of damage with his red, and looks like more damage with his yellow. Good for him. Colossus, more damage with his blue, and bigger strike tiles with his black. Gambit, the once mighty Gambit, is boosted. More damage out of aces and eights, and more damage out of Rage and Cajun. And last of all, Odin, the All-Father, is boosted. See, a little more red damage, a little more healing out of his blue and his yellow. The damage that it needs to move him to the front is raised. So, I don't have a...
Oh, Samurai just posted a Samurai Says in Discord, by the way.
Oh, no! How do I get there? Hang on.
I can tell you what he says. He says,
"Do it, Doug.
Be grateful that this is an off-season week for PvP, because both Colossus and Odin boosted will make the matches last forever."
Yeah, nobody's going to be doing any damage.
Yeah, it's going. Oh, it's so bad.
That is going to be brutal.
nice, slow PvP.
Oof. I don't even know which one you need to kill first. I don't know. Throw Colossus.
If it weren't PvP, you could, you know, add Wanda to it and just do no damage to anyone, ever.
Oh, man, that is... that, no bueno.
You just have to one damage your way to victory.
Yeah, one at a time. Only 100, yep. 170,000 times and you'll totally win. thanks, though, to Mystify.
Yeah. So that's his booth this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Oh, and I don't know why in my brain, but I suddenly remembered what I needed to tell Ian.
Oh, okay.
Ian, you have Amazon Prime, right?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the Madden football franchise?
I've never played any, but yes. All right. My heart, I do.
Currently, your free game from Amazon Prime this month, if you log in, you will get a code for a free copy of Madden NFL 22.
Oh, I like free games.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to share. You get a code for, I think you need the Origin launcher.
Okay.
I have to say, Madden 22, I've watched a few games, don't ask why, and it is, the graphics are completely amazing. Like, they are so realistic. My wife actually walked in, looked at the screen, and went, wait, that's a video game? Like, it's sweet. Good. Yeah. So if you like football.
Yeah, so if you want that game, I think it's free for the entire month of March, but there you go.
Wow.
So now that we're off the rails temporarily, I feel guilty already, but I got to get it in real quick. How do you feel about interviewing Lewis Riddick for general manager job?
Huh.
What's that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah. I don't hate that at all. I mean, it happened. I didn't know if you were like, oh, I hate that guy.
Oh, I didn't know it happened.
Oh, yep, it happened. He met them in Indianapolis a day ago. Schefter tweeted it out.
Oh my gosh, am I missing the combine?
I don't know what that is, but yes.
The NFL combine always happens in Indianapolis. I try to watch it for no real good reason.
All right.
Oh, man, if I'm missing that, I'm going to have to get on the NFL Network and catch up on some combine. All right. Let's move on then. Ray, what's in, let's move over to team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So this week is Stink Palm trying to keep this segment alive. He mentions 4-star Carol, 4-star Star-Lord, and 4-star Coulson, how they make their own strike tiles go pop pop. However, that's already a team up. It's already in the list. So he changed a little bit. Similarly, Carol.
Thanks, Samurai.
That's what I was going for. Carol, Clint, and Ghost Rider, the recently reworked Ghost Rider.
Nice.
New Ghost Rider's repeater timer tiles actually pop when they reappear now, because they're not repeaters anymore. They're now countdowns that make another countdown. So that makes Carol's passive trigger every single round after you get them out there. You add in Clint's passive that nets you AP, and you're generating a ton of free AP each turn, really upping all your specials, Carol is. He says, not sure if you've tried this one yet, but I've been tinkering with it. Yeah, it makes really strong. You just got to get a first couple strike tiles out there, and you're suddenly doing massive damage. Like, it's generates damage pretty quickly. It's not something you want to use against, like, a meta team, but you're moving through PvE. Yeah, give it a whirl, because it's pretty good. It gets strong pretty fast. Of course, you need Ghost Rider 5-star. I have him at a 5-3-5. I'm not sure that's great, but, you know, that's what I got. Hawkeye, I run at a 5-5-3 and Carol at a 5-5-3. You might want to change Hawkeye up so that you're using a red, but, you know, then you're not firing off as many arrows as quickly for his blue, I guess. So, I don't know. Play with it a little bit. Let me know how it works. So, there you go. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. Ian, you have Steam open.
Yeah, but I'm already in a match. I wasn't sure how long that was going to take, and I wanted to get in some quick puzzle quest.
Okay.
So you guys have to go first.
All right. I am only going to be opening one, because Cersei is still in there. So I will do that. And it will be a 5-star. How much is it? Is it going to be another Cersei? Probably. Of course it is. Cosmic Purpose.
Hey, 5-star.
So that's another level for Cersei.
Sweet.
All right, I've got three to open here. The first one is Eddie Venom. Number two, Medusa. Number three is a purple. More big wheel. Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse.
Sweet.
Let me get my big wheel up to him. Big wheel's up to a 2-3-4. Look at him go. That's a lot of big wheel for me.
Yeah, I'm still at a 2-1-1.
Yeah, I'm big wheeling something fierce. Ian, you out of that match yet?
Nah, I'm regretting it. Sorry. I don't know what to do. I know what to do. I wanted to bring something up later in the show, and I'll bring it up now to buy myself time.
All right.
Ray, I didn't have a chance to listen to last week's show. Did you leave it in, or did you cut it out?
Uh-oh. What are we referencing?
You called me about an incident that had occurred during last week's show.
Oh, I left it in. I absolutely left it in. Okay. I'm actually surprised nobody commented on it on, like, listener comments.
Right. So if you listened to the non-live show, because apparently no one heard it on here, when Craig was reading the events that were happening, I started laughing uncontrollably, and neither of these two guys heard me. And Ray was doing the edit, and he's like, Ian, what happened?
So, like, it was hysterical laughter. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Neither Craig or me acknowledge it. I don't remember Ian laughing. So I'm like, what's going on, dude?
So when Craig was reading the list of events, for some reason, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but he changed his cadence for that week's event. And instead of putting the comma after meat, he put it after Rocket and told me the event was Meat Rocket and Groot. And I thought Meat Rocket was the funniest thing that I'd ever heard.
You're a little kid.
I really am. Just thinking about it now. Oh, it absolutely kills me.
And he
me.
Told me, and I went back and listened to it, and then I laughed and laughed.
Okay. Oh. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm just going to have to quit this match. It's never going to end.
Just goes on and on, my friends.
I know. All right.
Sorry, I'm blanking on filler.
Yep.
Nope, I'm good. I just opened. Oh, that's what I get. I derailed the show, and I got a North Star.
Uh-huh, that'll learn you.
I assumed it was going to be a Gwenpool purple power.
No, I mean, what's the tarot with the black one? That plot armor.
That is the worst, but but Ian hates the purple more, so.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Ian, well, if you're done now, you know, messing around, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We offer podcasts alongside of many other excellent podcasts for you to check out at soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm done.
Negative.
All right. We got about 3 minutes until my watch plays the lullaby song. Thank everybody for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. We'll be happy to get to those. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner on our homepage and buy yourself a little something, or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, March brings the return of Bracketology. Ooh, doggies. Who will it be? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. Didn't mention that we're redoing everything.
No.
Okay.